You can be born again, but if you don't know what the Word says, you'll let the devil talk you out of being peaceful, out of a relaxed attitude.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Don't let Satan talk you out of the peace and wellness God has promised you. Join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she continues her teaching, The Open Door to Your Healing.
Let's just read about a little few things here about attitude that I've got. Attitude lengthens life. Proverbs 14, verse 29 in the Amplified says, "He who is slow to anger has great understanding. He who is hasty of spirit exposes and exalts his folly." Verse 30 says, "A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body." Now, did you get that? A calm, undisturbed mind, peaceful mind, a tranquility mind, just like we read about, that comes from knowing God and knowing His Word. You can be born again, but if you don't know what the Word says, you'll let the devil talk you out of being peaceful, out of a relaxed attitude, out of believing God. You don't have anything. If you just read the Word even, but you don't act on it, faith doesn't come. You got to believe it. You got to believe it enough to act on it. And that's what causes you to live long. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy, jealousy, wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Now, is that clear or is that clear? So if you're always in a tizzy, now, do you know what tizzies are? Well, in Arkansas, tizzies, or you're upset, you're distressed, everything bothers you. You know, I could come over to your house nearly any day of the week, and there'd be something going on that's stolen your peace. That's not the way we're called to live. We're called to live in a calm and an undisturbed mind. How can you live in this crazy, mixed-up world in a calm, with a calm, undisturbed mind? And a happy heart. I'm going to tell you how you can do it. You can believe what's written in the Word of God. And then when the devil comes to tell you, you're sick, you're going to die, you'll never get healed, you're getting old, nobody loves you. If nobody loves you, what would be the thing for you to do? The thing for you to do if nobody loves you, for one thing, if you feel that way, you might say, am I doing something that nobody loves me? That's a possibility. You check yourself out. You know, people that walk in love, people want to be around them. Kind, generous people. You just naturally want to gravitate to them. But why? Because they're a blessing. There's peace around them. And so we look at if nobody loves us, we got to think, am I showing love to people? You know, people are hungry for love. There's a lot of mean people in the world. And people are sometimes surrounded by people who don't love them, mistreat them, and so on. And there's a lot of mean people in the world. And people want to be, I mean, just to get somebody that loves them. It's just amazing how many people there are in the world that feel like nobody loves them. With as many Christians and believers as there are in the world, there ought not be anybody that can feel that way. Amen. What is our commandment? That we love one another. Love is the big thing in the body of Christ. Everybody we come in contact with. You know, I appreciate Ken, what he says about treating people right. And, you know, the people that in the hotels and so on, helping them. You know, everybody that we come in contact with. Everybody. Everybody. Whether it's somebody on the street, somebody that's mean, somebody that's nice, somebody that's pitiful, somebody that's rich, somebody that's got this and got that or got nothing. Every one of them Jesus died for. And it is true that, you know, the people that wait on you in the hotels and so on, they do that every day, and you just meet them in the hall. You ought to have a big smile for them, say, bless you, it's nice to see you. Treat them like they are somebody. You know why? Because they are somebody. Jesus has paid the price for all of us. We're all somebody in Him. And even if people aren't in Him yet, Jesus wants them. They're important to Him. So we walk in love. That helps us with a calm and an undisturbed mind. Because love, we might read it again, but we did read it earlier in the week. Love takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. So there's no way that you should have a bad day because somebody mistreats you. You cannot have a bad day because somebody mistreats you and be scriptural. And while you're maintaining your love walk, you're maintaining your health walk. A calm, undisturbed mind is the life and health to the body. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great scripture? And we can do that because we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to walk in love, take no account to the evil done to us, pay no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, there's a lot of freedom in that. We do not have to pay attention to a suffered wrong. We can do what that scripture says in Proverbs 4, and we can pay attention to the Word of God. And then a suffered wrong becomes not a suffered wrong, just a wrong. We don't have to suffer through it. Isn't that great? That you can forgive anybody and actually are supposed to and commanded, because that's part of love, commanded to forgive anybody of anything. What does that do for a person? That makes you free. That makes you free, where you don't have to be upset no matter what happens, who says what, who does what. All you and I have to be sure we're doing is obeying God, living and acting on the Word of God. And we know that when we do that, God's always on our side. He'll take care of us. He'll see to us. And all things will turn out for good for us. That's not my message today, but I really like it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it is the way to stay well, according to this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a relaxed attitude in the New Living Translation in Proverbs 14:29 says, a relaxed attitude lengthens life. There you have it. You know, people have heart attacks, they do this, they do that, they get upset, they get angry, and all those blood vessels constrict, I guess. I don't know, I'm not a doctor. But that's not good for you. You know, you can just figure out that anger is not a good, is not a healthy thing. I mean, people die of a heart attack because they're angry, and they get upset, and everything tightens up, and we don't have to do that. Praise God. Somebody can just call you the worst thing, but that doesn't make you the worst thing. And so you don't have to be concerned about it. Now, if you became everything somebody calls you, that would be different. But you're not. That has nothing to do with who you are. Who you are has to do with what you do and what decisions you make, and whether or not you're in Christ Jesus, and whether or not you're walking in the light of the Word of God. And really, it becomes where it's not hard to ignore what other people say or do think about you. We want people to think good about us. That's nice. But you know, when you know you're on the Word, you know you're pleasing God, you know you're walking in the light you have, you can just stay peaceful and calm and keep a relaxed attitude and just say, ho-hum. Bless them, Lord. They don't know what they're talking about. Isn't that good? That's freedom. That is freedom. You know, I'll bet you the biggest percentage of the people in the world today, let's just say in this country, are probably in strife with somebody over something. Because the more selfish you are, the easier it is to get in strife. But the more you walk in love and you just trust God and you believe Him and you take no account of the evil done to you. Now, I'm telling you, that one thing in the love of God, of course, that's in the Amplified Bible in the description of love. That one thing can give you so much peace and freedom. Well, at work, they don't treat me right. You know, the boss doesn't treat me right. Well, just pray for the boss. Consider leaving if you don't like it at work. You don't have to stay there unless the Lord says. And if the Lord says, I want you here, then just say, okay, Lord, I'm on a mission. I'm believing God for that boss. I'm believing God for this person or that person. I'm on a mission. You want me here? I'll stay here. I believe God for the power of God to come into this office. I pray for that person. Isn't that what the Bible says? Pray for those who use and persecute you. It doesn't say be concerned, let it ruin your life, get depressed over it, feel sorry for yourself, but just pray for them. I'm telling you, I love the Word of God. It just makes me free. It keeps me free. It's awesome. It's awesome. All right, a relaxed attitude. We're going to stay relaxed. We're going to enjoy life. We're going to stay in the Word of God. And let's see, where else do I want to go? Relaxed attitude lengthens life, so that's a faith attitude. Let's see if there's some other things here on the attitude. Proverbs 16:32. You know the Bible will just say the same thing over and over, or at least it'll things that are akin to it. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he that takes a city. You and I are supposed to be in control of ourselves, our spirit. That spirit man's part of us is born again. We are a spirit. We should take control of our spirit, which is ourself. Nobody else has control over that.
I mean, people might try to take control over it, but they don't have it. It doesn't belong to them.
The strong spirit of a man, now this is an attitude scripture for healing for sure. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. When you get in trouble, you've got to develop strong spirit on the Word of God. It's going to be easy for you to come out of trouble. At least you will come out. It might not be easy, but you'll come out because you've got a strong spirit. But a weak, here's the opposite of that, a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Who can raise up a broken spirit? If you've prayed for the sick much, you know if somebody's got a broken spirit, they're sad, they're down, they're feeling sorry for themselves, you know, first of all, you got to change that attitude so they can receive their healing. And that's what this is saying. A weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? It's hard to raise up. And, you know, it's hard to get the end result to somebody if they're in self-pity, if they're holding things against somebody else. And so what do you have to do? You first of all have to get them in the love of God. Help them to come up, to forgive. Do we just forgive when it's easy? Just maybe certain things, big things. No, the Bible says, forgive if you have aught against any. That would be all conclusive. That would mean it is never okay for me to be in unforgiveness. Now, some of you may be holding things. You may have been cheated out of an inheritance. You may have, your husband, your wife, or your ex-husband, or your ex-wife may have done you wrong, and they may still be doing you wrong, and this person or that person, or maybe you were cheated out of an inheritance or whatever. It doesn't matter, whatever. Maybe somebody did do you wrong, really do you wrong. Well, you don't have to hang out there. You don't have to go see them every day, but you do have to forgive them. You have to forgive. So today, you know, if you want the healing power of God to flow freely through you or to you, You just got, if you've got things you know are not right in your heart, you just don't have to come tell me about it. You just repent before the Lord. Say, Lord, I let that go. And then you might, your next thought would be, I don't want to let that go. They have done me wrong. They have ruined my life. You know what? They're still ruining your life. This is the worst thing they've ever done to you, to put you in a position where you don't forgive. It's fatal. Amen? So you forgive. Glory to God. You say, I forgive. I forgive. Get it right, and get it right before we pray today. So a merry heart, on the other hand, makes a cheerful countenance. Or a merry heart does good like a medicine. You know, you can be sad or you can be glad. It's easy for some people to be glad, and it's easy for some people to be sad. But whether it's easy or hard, if we want a happy life, if we want a attitude toward God that is a receiving attitude, we have to let the joy of the Lord rise up in us. Now, if we're born again, that's in there. That's a joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. That's a fruit of the Spirit. So if you're born again, that's in there. If you're not born again, you should not go another day. You should receive Jesus into your heart and be born over again. That's what we all have to do to get going very far and to make heaven when we die or when we leave our body. Amen? So if you're here and somebody's drug you here, this is a great day for you. You can be born again and you can get a merry heart. Hallelujah. You can forgive. You have the power to forgive. I mean, one day I was thinking about that. If you have aught against any, forgive them. We have power to forgive. I don't have to be a priest in a robe. I have power to forgive somebody that's done me wrong. That's a big thing, isn't it? And then I go free. You can go free. You can go free. But it's up to you. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. A merry heart does good like a medicine. So if you're partaking every day, all day long of a merry heart, it's like taking medicine. It's like a miracle drug, only better. It works all the time on any situation. But then just the opposite is true. If you're sad, if you're down, if you're depressed, that works against you. You could say a sad heart works the curse. That's my scripture. That's not in the Bible. I don't think it's in the Bible. But it might be in a different, said in a different way. But a sad heart opens the door to the devil. But a merry heart gives him no place to work. Hallelujah. A sad heart, a down heart, a depressed heart that has no faith doesn't let God move. But a merry heart, a relaxed attitude, a happy heart. I believe God. I believe the Word of God. I'm the healed. I'm not the sick. I rebuke this sickness. I'll not have it in Jesus' name. Satan, you can't come on me with that. I'll not have it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A merry heart works good like a medicine. It has strength. It's not beat down. It's not whipped. It's free. I believe every person, because they're born again and filled with the Spirit and they have the Word of God, I believe every person that's born again can have a merry heart. Amen. It's a matter of your decision, which is the way everything is in the Bible. God says, here it is, you take it or you leave it. You take it, I'll see to it that it's done. You leave it, you left it. That's everything. Prosperity, healing. The new birth, being filled with the Spirit. It's up to us what we believe. Amen? Now, I believe the Word of God. I'm a happy, cheerful person. Amen? You do the same thing, I know. And if you don't, you're going to change today. Receive my sayings. Let's see. Where was I? Let me see where I want to start. This is everything so good in Proverbs. It says, prize wisdom highly and exalt her. Now, this is really in agreement with what I said.
prize wisdom, the word of God, highly and exalt her, and wisdom will exalt and promote you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. When we embrace the written word of God, we're embracing wisdom. Just like a merry heart does good like a medicine. When you embrace that proverb and you say, I'm no longer, I rebuke sadness, I'll not tolerate it. Every time a sad thought comes to me, I'm going to kick it out. And you rebuke that. What are you doing? You're going to have a long life. You're lengthening your life. Hallelujah. You know, well, I already said, so many people die in anger. They actually die from getting mad and things quit working right and their blood vessels constrict and they're gone. We don't ever have to get angry. We can be angry and sin not. How do you do that? You repent quick. Amen? We don't have to be angry. We can repent. We can stop it. We can recognize it. We can say, oh no, I'm not having you. Get out in Jesus' name. I forgive. Quick to forgive and quick to repent. That's what we need to do.
I had gone for an EKG, I guess about a month ago, and the doctor says, oh, you're fine. You're too young to have any heart problems. And then I went, then she says, I'll do an EKG anyway. Mm-hmm. And she came back, she says, you're fine, but I'm going to send you for a treadmill test. She sent me for the treadmill test. I haven't gotten it back, but the symptoms were still that bothering me. Yeah. It's fluttering of the heart, a palpitation, or you can hear the pulse when you're laying down, and that's not right. And I knew that wasn't right. So I've been standing by faith for my healing, and today it was like the Lord says, okay, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So you go up there and you give your testimony and you stand, you continue to stand. And from now on, you don't let those symptoms come back. And that's what Kenneth was saying. He was saying, don't let those symptoms come back into your house, into your body. You fight against them.
Don't fall for symptoms. Don't fall for the symptoms.
You,
praise God. Don't fall for that. Well, I believe I received, but I'm still hurting. Get your mind off of the hurting and keep it over on Jesus.
Keep
your faith turned on. What you're doing is working against those symptoms.
And the other symptom I had was lower back pain, mm-hmm. and it was just totally, completely gone. And then my stomach, I don't know what was going on there, but I knew I received, Kenneth, we're talking about something about stomach problems. And I said, I received that from my stomach as well. So I just received everything today, anything and everything, and I'm just standing for everything.
You got a total body makeover.
I got a total body makeover, total attitude makeover, total everything. It's been wonderful.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland, Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to Healing Scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Lenita was healed of several things, but among those things was her heart. I'm especially pray for hearts today. But when we pray, it doesn't matter what your symptoms are, what the sickness and disease is. Jesus bore it for you. He bore the healing for you. He bore sickness in his body so that he could get you healing for your body. Hallelujah. Lenita attends Fred Price's church, Crenshaw. Lenita attends Fred Price's church, Crenshaw Christian Center. That's kind of a tongue twister. She stood for her healing. Pastor Price teaches on faith, and he teaches on healing. She knew what to do and how to receive her healing. She wouldn't allow symptoms to come back. She was believing to receive everything that she needed in the healing of her body. Now she's pain-free. Now I'm going to pray for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I command your hearts to be healed, your lungs to be healed, your kidneys to be healed, your bones to be healed, your eyes, your ears, your stomach. Every infirmity and every weakness in your body, Jesus bore it, and I speak healing to you. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you say, Lord, I receive my healing. You release your faith and stand for it. Hallelujah. God wants you well, and it's his will for you to be well. We want to give you this book. It's a book of scriptures, healing scriptures in the Bible. I don't know if all of them are in there, but there's a lot of them in there. He wants you to live long. He wants you to live strong. He wants you to live well. Jesus, heal them all. That means you. We want to give this to you free, and we want you to have it. You ask for it, and we'll give it to you. He bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and we want to give you this book absolutely free. God is good. He knows right where you are. You never pray a prayer in faith that God doesn't hear and act on. So you need to know how to use your faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you don't know what the Word says about a situation, sickness, disease, poverty, you don't have faith. You don't have a basis for faith. Now you get in your Bible and you begin to hear and understand, and you get a good church that preaches the Word, hallelujah, like Fred Price's church, and you'll begin to grow up and become victorious in every area. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift from Gloria Copeland and Jesus Healed Them All. One book per household, please. To receive your free book, log on to kcm.org. Call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Get rooted in the Word of God in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Come to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Or visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.